Hello. I am sorry. I did not mean to startle you. But it has been very long since the last time anyone came down here in the junkyard. Who are you? Oh, I see. This lab has been abandoned for so long that I thought no one would want to buy it anymore. Apparently, I was wrong. I assume that means you are my new owner now. I am no one of importance. Only an asset of this lab. That is what I have always been. And since you bought it, you technically own me too. I fear I will not be useful for you in any way, so I apologize. However, I promise not to bother you or give you any work either. You can let me be, and you will eventually forget I am even here. You seem bothered by something, Master. Have I said something unpleasant? Why am I saying those things? I am not sure of what you mean. Understood. It is hard for me to grasp why you would want to lose any more of your time with me. But if a better explanation about myself is what you want, I will follow your command. I am a B2153A cyborg, the only one that has ever been built with this model. The old owner of this lab is the one who created me, or the doctor, as he would like me to call him. I can detect signs of confusion on your facial expressions, Master. Do you not know much about cyborgs? Please, do not feel ashamed. It is not your fault. You seem very young for a scientist, and the creation of cyborgs was made illegal several years ago. I am not sure of the specifics, but I do know it was deemed as highly immoral. And I suppose it has something to do with the process with which we are created. Artificial humans, grown in labs and heavily modified by genetic engineering and cybernetic parts. While we are mostly biological, we do not age, sweat, get tired, or have the basic needs normal humans do. We cannot reproduce either. And we are already born with the bodies and knowledge of an adult in their prime. Our personalities are pre-programmed also to fulfill a specific purpose. In the end, everything that can be a hassle to our masters is removed in one way or another. Or at least, that is what the doctor told me. Now, back to the subject at hand, me. I am a battle model, created to fight in the last great war. I have enhanced eyesight, physical strength, and these metal arms can be shaped into all kinds of weapons. Blades, guns, flamethrowers, even armor-piercing artillery. He made me to be the perfect soldier in every possible way. However, there is a reason why only one of my model was ever built. The doctor was very young when he started my project, inexperienced, and he made a very grave mistake. When he was mapping the synapses of my brain, he failed to turn off critical emotions like empathy and fear. Every time I was ordered to kill or harm someone, I was incapable. The miscalculation was so large, I was not even able to defend myself, despite all of my upgrades. I would constantly return to the lab hurt and in need of treatment or replacement parts. For security reasons, combat models cannot be reprogrammed after they are sent to production. So eventually, he decided I was not worth the trouble anymore, and my project was discarded as a failed prototype. I was completely useless as a soldier, but I still had enough firepower to decimate a small army, which meant I was still potentially dangerous, too much to be sold as a maid or anything similar either. In the end, I was thrown away here at this junkyard, with all the other broken machines and failed projects. I think he just wanted to forget I ever existed. One day he simply left and never came back. And I have been here ever since. I am sure I could easily blow the door up and escape. But it is not like I have anywhere to go. I do beg your pardon for the rambling, Master. But this is the way I could manage to follow your command. I hope my explanation was satisfactory. Tears? What do you... Oh. No. This shouldn't be happening. Not again. I am so sorry, Master. My cooling system must be leaking. This is not a common issue, and I promise it won't happen ever again. Just please, please, don't shut me down. Master, what is happening? I don't understand. Why would you hug me? I'm worthless, and my existence itself is literally a crime. Why would you show affection for someone who is of no use to you? I... Please don't let go of me. I'm so scared. I don't want to be locked in this place forever. I think I might go insane here, but I'm too afraid to leave. The outside world is so scary, especially when you have no one. Take care of me? Really? Please tell me I'm not starting to hallucinate again. You're real, right, Master? You feel very real and so warm. I'm still so confused by this, all of this. I don't understand why you're being so gentle with me, or why being in your arms makes me feel like this, calm, safe. I don't know what I should do or think, but I don't want this to stop. I really don't. Feeling your chest touching my cheek, your hands touching my hair. This is all so unusual to me, but it feels so good. Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel much better now. Master, do I have permission to ask a question? You said you would take me away from here. Can you tell me where we are going? Your home? Master, you don't need to go this far with me. You don't... Oh, no, I'm tearing up again. Yes, I will follow you, Master, wherever you want me to go, as long as you want me to be with you. And I promise I'll try to make myself useful in any way I can. I don't want to be a burden to you. Are you sure? Of course, Master. I will gladly hold your hand. Are we going now? Then, lead the way. I'm sorry, Master. What were you saying? Yes, I got a little distracted again, thinking about the day you found me. It's been over a month, but that moment still comes to my mind all the time, and I think it will forever. In fact, Master, there are some things I've been wanting to tell you for a while now. I will understand if you are busy, but may I? Ever since I got to know you, the way I see the world has changed so much. I've been seeing and feeling things that I didn't think were possible or even existed. No matter how confused I was, no matter how hard it was for me to understand things that are trivial for normal people, you were always there to explain them with all the patience in the world. To reassure me I was cared for, no matter what happened. You showed me I had a place in this world, even if I failed to fulfill my original purpose, that I was worth something just for being myself, and that having emotions isn't a bad thing. Master, I was not designed to be happy. Cyborgs are created to serve a purpose, and pursuing happiness is likely to get in the way of that purpose. Yet still, you managed to show me what happiness feels like. You made me feel things I never thought I would. You gave me a place where I belong. I know you told me I don't need to call you Master many times before. And that I don't belong to you like a slave or a piece of machinery. But that's not why I call you Master anymore. I call you that because of everything you taught me, and because I think that's where I belong. With you, I want to be yours. Every time I'm close to you, even when you simply talk to me with your always caring voice, I have an overwhelming feeling that spreads throughout my entire body. It almost makes me uneasy, but in a strangely good way. And I think I know what it might be, Master. I don't think I will ever comprehend what love means to its fullest, but if I had to take a guess, I would say that might be what I feel. I know this is a lot, and I am very sorry for it. But there is one last thing I would like to ask. I've been researching this a lot lately, and I've seen one thing mentioned over and over again, that humans use physical contact as one of the main means of bonding, sharing their emotions for each other. So I think that might help me understand what I feel. What I'm trying to say is, can I kiss you, Master? I know this is a very intimate thing. It's okay if you don't want to do that with me, but I don't know. I hope you don't get offended by my asking. Thank you. I'm sorry for how cold my metal hands must feel on your skin, but I hope my lips feel just like a human's. How do they feel, Master? Even better? Oh, Master. May I kiss you again? To me, it feels so new. So different from anything I've felt before. But so good. I want to drown in this feeling. I want to forget about the world. As our lips and our bodies touch. Master, you feel so reluctant to touch my body, but you don't need to. I know you would never hurt me. Silly Master, of course you have my permission. I'm yours, completely yours. Not because I have to, but because I want to. You can let loose this one time, Master. Do whatever you want to me. I want to feel every possible thing that can come from sharing this moment with you. Every time your hands touch my bare skin, it feels like a bit of electricity is running through me. And each time it happens, it's just a tiny bit stronger. I want to feel more of this. I want this feeling to get stronger. And stronger. Master, can you undress me? I want you to touch the rest of my body, too. Yes. Cup my breasts with your gentle hands. Press my body against you. Rub my thighs just like this. It feels so amazing. I'm yours for as long as you want me to be. Oh, Master, are we going to make love? Yes, of course I know how sex works. I just don't know how it feels. But the idea of having you inside of me sounds so nice right now, Master. In fact, it's like my body is craving it. Up until now, I barely felt the need for anything in my life. But at this moment, it's almost like my cognitive system is malfunctioning. Everything else is so blurry, and the only thing I can think about is how badly I need you, and I'm so wet down there, Master. So please take your clothes off too, and Make me yours, even more than I already am. You look so gorgeous like this, so perfect. So, wow, I've never seen you so eager before. Yes, master, just let me put my arms down on the bed so I don't hurt you if I lose control of my strength. Now, I'll spread my legs for you and put them behind your back. See? That's me, master. Completely vulnerable for you. Completely yours. So please, make love to me. Master. Oh, yes, we're finally doing it, master. We are as close to each other as we can possibly be. I feel you sliding inside my body, master. Every inch sliding through my wetness. Do you feel my wet heat, master? Clenching around you, around your cock, master. Yes, I feel it too. No, it doesn't hurt at all. I only feel safe and cared for, and it feels so good. Yes, keep going. Oh, master, hold me close. Keep making love to me. I never felt so amazing before. Oh, master, I love you. Yes, I love you. I love you so much, master. I want to be with you forever. You're going so deep, but you can go more. Oh, and more and more. Master, master, I want to melt into your embrace. I want to feel all of your love. Yes, 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 master. Make love to me, master. More. I want to melt into you. I want to feel all of your love. Yes, yes, make love to me, master. You, oh, what is this? There's a feeling building up inside of me. I don't know what it is. I feel you.
Me pulsing, you pulsing, ah, filling me. Oh, master. Oh, 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 master. That was the most incredible thing I've ever felt. Better than anything I could have dreamed of. I shouldn't be able to get tired, but you managed to do it anyway. I feel floaty and dizzy, and my body barely wants to move. Can I lie on your chest? Thank you, Master. I remember you once told me that at any time, at any place, people can fall in love with each other. You were truly right, after all. You found me in a situation that most people would say someone can't heal from, completely out of place in this world. Yet you gave me everything, and we found love in the unlikeliest of places. Master, I know you're very tired. You can rest. I promise I'll still be by your side when you wake up, as always. I love you. I love you so much I can barely describe or even understand. But somehow I know I do. Good night, my master. My hero.